Wow. So how close are we to an AI, artificial intelligent antichrist? At the 2018 World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, professor and best-selling author Yuval Noah Harari spoke about the near future. He basically said, this generation is the last generation of Homo sapiens, meaning that within the next 100 years, there will be a different species as scientists will easily be able to create life, engineering bodies, brains, and minds. It's not just about hacking data from computers or from your electronics anymore, but the ability to hack you. Human beings themselves will be analyzed by using biometric data hacked right from your own body and brain. The computing power, along with algorithms and biological research, will be available, so they will know you even more than you know yourself. Even now, they are, by predicting algorithms in your phone, able to inform you where you are going before you even get up to go there. When I get up in the mornings to leave for work, my phone pops up with a map telling me where my office is and how long it'll take to get there. I wear a fitness tracker, a Fitbit. It's also called a watch. I mean, it's also a watch, but it records my heart rate, my sleep habits. It even tells me how many minutes of different levels of sleep I get every night. It also tracks my daily physical exercise. Embarrassing. But imagine everyone having to wear a band around their wrist that records your heart rate, your blood pressure, your pupil dilation, and of course your location at all times. Do you realize every time you deviate from your normal travels, they, through your GPS, know where you went and who else you met with, and where, by both of your phone's GPS system, what bar, what hotel, what house you were at, and who you were with. They're already creating mind-reading robots as well that can read human emotions. Remember this. Memorize this phrase. Whoever controls the data controls the world. Do you remember the TV show Lie to Me, where this guy was an expert in reading people's faces to see if they were lying? Talk about old school. Today, they've now come out with AI robots that can read your face and detect if you're lying. In one article, I read that researchers from the University of Maryland developed a system that uses artificial intelligence to autonomously detect deception in courtroom trial videos. The application was taught to look for and classify human microexpressions, such as lip protrusion or eyebrow frowns, as well as having the ability to analyze the audio frequency of your voice for revealing vocal patterns that indicate whether you're lying or not. Say goodbye to judges in the jury pool now as well. We now could have 12 AI robots in the jury seats with an AI judge during the trial. Hey, after all, now they could be considered as a jury of our peers, because we even have people marrying robots and they've already seeking rights for the robot companion. According to the Daily Star, they say that an AI expert claims that murderous robot soldiers will become so advanced they could develop their own moral code to violently defy orders. I had a frightening thought one day as I was contemplating all of this. We know that evil spirits can possess people. Spirits like to possess material objects, whether they're human or not. But can you imagine a scenario where a human-like AI robot is created, having super intelligence and the ability to access all information in an instant, and then an evil spirit takes over the controls? Have you ever thought of an AI antichrist? Or maybe a scenario where an army of autonomous robots are taken over by demons who take the controls? I can't help but think of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World or George Orwell's 1984 and realize we've already arrived. We have genetic engineering for embryos right now. In Brave New World, which was published in 1932, had the setting for the story in the year 2540. Little did he know how prophetic he was, but he was way off in timing. Here we are 500 years earlier, and these advancements are happening within just 88 years from his book being written. We are now at that famous curve where timing is hitting the exponential stage, and we are in that brave new world right now. It is no longer difficult to imagine the Antichrist as some kind of hybrid human cyborg, either able to project himself all over the world at one time as a hologram, that demands to be worshiped, with killer drones having facial recognition, watching to see who is smiling, able to analyze these feelings, your facial expressions, monitoring how your pupils are dilating, and through your government-supplied bracelet, what your heart rate is as you worship, dear leader.